Hey, Straight Gun Stories, we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. 20 or more Cricket Valley energy plant processors were arrested by New York State Police during a protest that happened Saturday afternoon. That protest saw four of those protesters climb the two giant towers of Cricket Valley and stay there for several hours in protest of the power plant. A Wappinger man is facing attempted murder charges after allegedly firing a handgun multiple times at members of the Red Hook Police Department. Keith M. Pottick, 26, is in Dutchess County Jail after state police say he exchanged gunfire with Red Hook police on Friday before fleeing on foot. The Red Hook Central School District at that time was placed on lockdown, and residents in the neighborhood were not able to return to their homes for about an hour or two on Friday. He's scheduled to appear in court at 6:30 this Thursday. The investigation into the incident is ongoing. Sharon Board of Education has their meeting coming up at Sharon Center School. That will be at 6 p.m. in the Sharon Center School Library. The Board of Finance and Board of Selectmen in Falls Village have their doubleheader meeting at Town Hall this evening. In the town of Northeast, the Village Board meeting happens tonight at 7 p.m. Kent Parks and Recreation has their monthly meeting. That is tonight at 7 p.m., and that is at Kent Town Hall. In Sheffield, the Board of Selectmen have their meeting tonight at Town Hall. And also in Dover, New York, the Planning Board has their regular meeting coming up at Town Hall tonight. That meeting is set for 7 p.m. Coming up tomorrow, the Sharon Board of Selectmen have a special meeting at 1 p.m. at Sharon Town Hall. Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association has a wellness clinic in Cornwall, Connecticut tomorrow at 10:30. At 5 p.m. tomorrow, water septic meeting at Town Hall. And also at 7 p.m., the Board of Selectmen meeting. Salisbury Board of Education meeting tomorrow at 5:30 in the Elementary School Library. Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission has their meeting tomorrow at 6:30 at Town Hall. In Kent, the Town of Kent Board of Finance meets tomorrow, second floor meeting room at 7 p.m. On Wednesday, Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission has a meeting at the Town Hall. In Cornwall, the Board of Education meets at the Cornwall Consolidated School Library. And on Wednesday, the Region 1 Board of Education ABC Committee meets at the Central Office. On Wednesday, the Salisbury Sharon Resource Recovery Authority has a Transfer Station Building Committee meeting at Salisbury Town Hall at 5:30. And Dover, on Wednesday, has the special meeting of the town board at 6:30 at Town Hall. On Thursday, in Cornwall, the Board of Finance meets at Town Hall at 7 p.m. The Ancrum Town Board will hold a public hearing on the proposed final 2020 budget on Thursday at 6:45 at Ancrum Town Hall. North Canaan Recreation Commission meeting Thursday at 7 p.m. And the Pine Plains Town Board has their next meeting coming up on Thursday at 7 p.m. Town of Northeast Zoning Board of Appeals meeting on Thursday at 7:30. AIM Art Institute at Maplebrook is inviting you to a mixed media mixer, which is coming up tomorrow at 6:30 till 8:30. More information, aimny.org. Coming up tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Noble Horizons, the Housatonic Camera Club presents recent work by Philip Valshi, The Color of Koi. The Muddybrook Elementary School's PTO will present a free forum on a positive approach to resilient parenting featuring Maria C. Royce. That will be held on Wednesday at 5:30. Childcare and dinner will also be available for all participants at the MBE cafeteria located on Monument Valley Road in Great Barrington. How can this be happening in Northwest Connecticut? You can find out facts about prevention of child human trafficking and youth vulnerability presented by Ann Malis and Matt Ekstrand of the Susan B. Anthony Project on behalf of Human Anti-Trafficking Response Team. That'll be held Thursday, 6:30, room 133 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. On Friday, it's the Holiday Craft and Vendor Fair at Salisbury Central School in the elementary school lobby. It runs Friday 4 until 7 p.m. It benefits the Extras program. That's where you can get some of your holiday shopping done. The Sharon Women's Club Bacon Wreath Sale will be held Saturday from 9 to 1 in front of the Sharon Pharmacy. There'll also be for sale butternut pear, Jerusalem artichoke, and tomato basil soup. Proceeds of the sale donated to the Sharon Community Foundation. It's an opportunity to obtain pies and soups for your Thanksgiving dinner and wreaths to begin your holiday decorating. Sheffield Kiwanis sponsoring a blood drive from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. on Saturday, November 23rd at the TD Bank parking lot on Main Street in Great Barrington. And the Sheffield Pantry, non-perishable food, personal and health care items will be accepted to assist South County residents who are in need this holiday season. The Hillsdale United Methodist Church at the junction of Route 22 and 23 presenting their annual Thanksgiving bake sale on Saturday from 9 till 2, all proceeds benefiting the church's fuel fund. You're invited to come over and get a head start on your holiday shopping in neighboring Columbia County. The Copaic United Methodist Church will hold a Christmas sale on the 23rd from 10 until 2 in the parish house next to the church. Wreaths for sale, a pie and bake sale with free coffee and free mini muffins. You can have a snack while making the rounds at the various Christmas events. The Festival of Trees, the 12 Days of Christmas, run November 23rd through December 7th, Saturday through Wednesday, 12 to 4, and Thursday and Friday, 12 to 6, at Noble Horizons in Salisbury. Of course, as always, there is free admission. The Housatonic Camera Club Holiday Photography Exhibit will be held this year at 350 Main Street in Lakeville, Connecticut, the second floor building across from the Boathouse Restaurant in Lakeville. More information at HousatonicCameraClub.com. The exhibit will be held Saturday evening, the 23rd, from 4 until 7 p.m. Sharon Historical Society and Museum will hold an author talk and book signing with Storin Ed Kirby on November 23rd from 5 till 7, 18 Main Street in Sharon. It'll be at 6 p.m. He'll sign copies of his latest book, The Making of the Iron Industrial Age. Books will be available at the event. Beethoven and Beyond comes up at the Sharon Playhouse on November 23rd, 5:30 cocktail hour, 6:30 performance. Enjoy the classical strains of Beethoven's variations from Handel's Judas Maccabeus Horatio and Schubert's Sonata in Minor and Chopin's Two Nocturnally Transcribed for Cello and Piano, featuring Navia Perlman on piano and Christine Lampreira on the cello. More information, SharonPlayhouse.org. Cornwall Association holding its trivia night on Saturday night at the Trinity Retreat Center on Lower River Road. Doors open at 6. It's a BYO dinner, and the game starts at 7. Teams of 6 are welcome. The cost, $5 per person. All funds raised go to the Cornwall Library. To register, email info@cornwallassociation.org. The Cheshire High School Marching Band presents a train show. The Cheshire High School Paint Show comes up on November 24th at the high school, South Main Street in Cheshire, in between 10 and 3. Meanwhile, it's the bicentennial commemoration of Christ Church Episcopal, 9 South Main Street in Sharon, on Sunday the 24th. A commemoration Eucharist will be held at 10:30 with Presiding Bishop, the Right Reverend E.N.T. Douglas, and assisting the Reverend Martha Tucker, officiating as they mark their 200th anniversary of the church's consecration. November 24th, 1819, a brunch reception will follow in the parish hall at noon with historic displays. Everybody is welcome to attend. Wreath-making workshop by Sweet Haven Farm. All supplies provided. Adults and youth welcome at the Center on Main in Falls Village on Sunday from 1 until 3 p.m. On Monday, there's a community Thanksgiving dinner being held at the Bitterman Center on Daisy Hill Road in Canaan, Connecticut. That will run from 2 until 4 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts the week off at 28,004.89, the NASDAQ at 8540.83, and the S&P 500 at 3120.46. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.